And now broadcasting live, Give Yourself Credit with your host, Ed Linzer.
An informative hour on credit repair and credit-related issues. Listen and get ready to call Ed with your questions toll-free at 877-272-0740. And now your host, Ed Linzer.
Good morning. This is Ed Linzer. My show is Give Yourself Credit. We will be discussing credit and credit restoration. I've been in the credit repair business for 9 years, and I've helped many people increase their credit or FICO scores. Having better credit will help you obtain a mortgage at a low interest rate, which will save you money. Having better credit will keep the interest rate on your credit cards low and will help lower your car insurance costs. Employers are now pulling credit reports when you apply for a job. Having judgments and liens might be a deterrent in getting that great job you deserve. I'll advise you on how to increase your FICO scores and answer any questions you may have on credit restoration. Please feel free to call me in the studio, 877-272-0740. Again, the number, 877-272-0740. If you can't reach me by telephone, please email me at ed@giveyourselfcreditonline.com. That's ed@giveyourselfcreditonline.com. If you'd like to listen to any of my prior shows, please go to my website. They're all there, www.giveyourselfcreditonline.com. If you can't get to a computer, please give me a call in the office, 516-205-0722. Again, the number is 516-205-0722, and I'd be very happy to send you past shows on CDs at no charge to you. Have a few shout-outs today to some very loyal listeners and emailers, like Jason C. of Bayside, New York, and Hector R. of Long Island. I want to say hello. Thanks to Ronald P. of the Bronx and Kenny K. of Levittown. I do appreciate your suggestions and your support. I also want to say hello to Rita from Queens. She's a school teacher, and she listens to my show and corrects my grammar. So today I'm going to be very, very careful not to make any errors. I also want to say hello to my wonderful daughter, Sarah, who's always promoting my show to everybody she meets. Thanks, honey. And, of course, my mom, who's always listening intently to every word, making sure I'm as nice as possible. I want to thank my audience, the people who write in, and the ones that don't. The support and good wishes I've gotten have been really great. I really do appreciate it. I want to thank my guest from last week, Mr. John Ayula of Precision Financial. John gave a very informative lecture on the mortgage industry and why it's in the present condition. Mr. Ayula is a great person to go to with all your insurance needs. If you'd like to reach him, his number is 516-802-6205. 516-802-6205. I really can't say enough good things about Mr. Ayula. I've been friendly with him a long time. The services he provides are above the rest. He comes to your home, does whatever he has to do to make sure he gets the deal closed. I've recommended him to many clients, and I've heard nothing but praise. Again, give John a call, 516-802-6205. We will continue it on every single show to have an informative guest that will discuss topics of his or her expertise. I'd like this show to be as informative as possible. As we all know, knowledge is power, and my hope is that everyone listening today comes away with a little bit of knowledge. Today, we're very, very privileged to have as our special guest, attorney Yael Lazar. Ms. Lazar specializes in dealing with problems with the IRS. Ms. Lazar has written a book on how to deal with problems related to the IRS. If you owe the IRS money, if you're afraid to file your tax returns from previous years, stay tuned for my conversation with Yael. You will learn a lot from her today. On last week's show, we spoke about how divorce can affect a person's credit. We learned that when you sign as joint debtors, you remain joint debtors even though you're divorcing. The best way to prevent credit obligations from making divorce more difficult would be to communicate with your ex-spouse about this and try being on the same page on how to handle this joint debt. During divorce procedures, make sure you keep the joint bills current, even if you ultimately will have no obligation for this debt, even if it means making minimum payments. Don't let your anger and your principles try to make you ignore these payments and hurt your credit. Try to pay off your joint debts from joint assets that are sold, making sure these debts do not come back to haunt you. The question is, what happens if you have joint IRS debt and you're divorcing? For this answer, you'll have to stay tuned to our tax litigation expert, Yael Lazar. I want to speak about website phishing. Phishing is spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. It's a technique that criminals use across the internet, and they're creating forgeries of legitimate emails and websites, and then they're attempting to steal your personal information with them. Now, offenders use this tactic, known as phishing, to rob the individuals of credit card numbers, social security numbers, and other sensitive information. And what they try to do then is they try to establish a new line of credit. If you receive any suspicious-looking, unsolicited email claiming to be a company or somebody that you don't know, do not reply to it. Do not click on any links contained in the email. It will simply get people to sell that email site, your email site, to someone else, and you'll get other companies that will do the same exact thing. They'll start sending you information that you never requested. So again, it's a very important reminder. People get emails all the time. I have some emails that I received that I didn't request that I want to go over with everyone. But the first thing, I want to go to a caller, Charles from Melville. Hey, Charles.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How can I help?
My question is actually maybe a little different, but I just wanted your input. You know, back in the day as a youngster, I had some credit cards, which, you know how it is, became delinquent, and had some help with some family to get out of debt and paid them off.
Okay.
So since then, you know, 20 years ago, I left, I left the credit, you know, side of my life out there, as now I have no credit. Not that it's bad, it's just that there is none.
Okay.
And I was wondering what you can suggest as obtaining some credit, you know, I guess starting from the very low end and then starting again. Because when I go to get a car loan, or if I go to a finance company for a lease on a car or such, they wouldn't help me out, or they give me an extremely large payment because the credibility on my side is actually, not that it's not good, it's just not there at all.
Okay, Charles, it's a very common question. I have a few different answers for you. First, I'm hoping that people out there that are students hear your question as well, because I noticed that every single college campus on the first day of registration has booths all over where they're giving away credit cards to students that have no income at all. They're full-time students. They give them a $1,000 credit card or $2,000 credit card. They give away these cards at baseball stadiums. They give you a little bag if you fill out an application. So students go out and they take these cards and they just start spending money, not realizing when they're going to have to pay this back. And the same thing happened to me in college. So your situation is not unique at all. But I think the first thing for you to do, when you say it's not that important that you don't have credit, it really is important, because if you want to rent a car, or you want to buy anything on the internet, or you just want to not carry cash in your pocket, it's good to have one card. But the best thing I suggest for someone in your situation would be to go into a bank that has secured credit cards. I know Bank of America has it, Wachovia has it, where you put $200-$400 into a CD, into a savings account, and they'll give you a credit card good for that amount of money. Every month you'll charge something, and you'll make payments on the card, and every month the creditor will report back to the credit bureaus, and it'll start a credit line for you.
I see.
So that's the first. And then usually what they do is, after 6 or 8 months, they take that secured credit card and they make it into an unsecured credit card, which is good. So they give you back your deposit, and they'll say, listen, you've been good for 6 months, and we'll give you back your deposit, and now it's an unsecured card. But once you have that card for 6 months, you'll start getting offers from other companies. And you can also try to get a low-end card. Instead of going to get like a Discover card, American Express card, try to get a department store card, or a jewelry store card, or even a gasoline card. So this way you can have two or three different lines of credit that are established on your credit report that show that you're making payments. And that's really the best way to do things. If all this doesn't work, another way is to try to become an authorized user on someone else's credit card. So I did that myself with my mom, and I became an authorized user on her card years ago. And all her good credit is actually reflected on my report as well, and I'm making the payments on time, and that's helped my credit a lot too.
I appreciate that, Ed. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks
a lot,
Charles. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay, I wanted to go to, you know, it's an interesting caller, because the thing I mentioned about the students in colleges, I have so many parents calling me telling me that their child owes $8,000 in credit cards and at the end of graduation, and You know, I know you're going to have student loans. And I remember when I was in college, one day I turned to a friend of mine and I said, you want to go to the Bahamas tonight? We can go for 3 days. And he and I went to the Bahamas on a Visa card that we had, and we had no idea how we were going to pay things off. Obviously, it's a mistake to do that, but when you're in college and you're not really thinking about how you're going to pay things back, you just assume you're going to get this great job. And it is something that you should really be careful about. Don't take out cards that you can't afford to pay back. It's only going to haunt you for the rest of your life, so you really have to be careful. But I wanted to go over I wanted to really tell everybody that I'm like one of the most luckiest people that you've ever met. I'm not talking about a Publishers Clearinghouse winner, but it's even better. I got 5 emails this week that I wanted to just touch upon. I wanted people to be aware of these things that are going on. First one came from the International Lottery Committee in the UK. It said, they're obliged to inform me that I have succeeded in resolving all my problems, that they've been holding an amount of money in transfer for me, and that in appreciation of your patience and understanding, I'm going to receive and get compensated with a sum of $950,000. That was the first one. And the next day, not that $950,000 wasn't good enough, the next day I got a letter from Gabriel William from Uganda. I'm happy to inform you that my success in getting the funds transferred under the cooperation of a new partner from Uganda. Presently, I'm in Uganda for investment projects with my own share of the total sum. Now contact my secretary. Her name is Dr. Mrs. Blessing Aluma. Contact her on her email. Ask her to send you the total sum of $3 million, which I kept for your compensation, for all your past efforts and attempts. I don't know exactly what efforts and attempts I made, but $3 million, I must have really done a good job. So, and then I got another one, not that these two weren't good enough, I got another one from the United Kingdom Olympic Committee, 2012. I had a recent online draw for the 16th of June of 2008, declaring me the winner of an Olympic prize. I don't know what event I entered, but I won. And that's all that really matters, I guess. And they're giving me total prize money of 20 million lira, which is going to be a problem because I can't really do the conversion that well. Now, it's going to be shared among 10 international winners, so I'm probably only going to get 2 million lira, but I think that's pretty good. They even have the ticket number that I supposedly bought. Then I got another one, and these are only a few. I have more, but I didn't want to bore anybody. I got something from the Department of Petroleum Resources in Victoria Island, Laos, from Mr. Chris Jeff. And this one says that I got a package. Somebody died, and they had the same last name as me, which they put my name in. And they have $15 million that they're holding for me. Now, the reason I bring all these up is just to let everybody know. I have a fifth one as well that I'm supposed to get $800,000 in bearer bonds. But honestly, I don't even need the money at this point. I got all these other offers. But I'm bringing this up mainly because I don't know if anyone saw the show To Catch a Con Man on TV, but they actually sat down with a lot of these people. They contacted them, and I actually contacted one or two people as well just to hear the sales pitch. But what they do is they send millions of these emails to people all the time. And, you know, you could be having a bad day and money is tight, and you start reading these things, and, wow, $950,000 is pretty good. And you call them up, and what do they want from you? They want to make sure you are who you are, so they say. So they want your name, they want your social security number, they want your passport number, they want your address, your phone number, your age, they want your maiden name. So they can totally create a new identity, and they could totally steal whatever they want. They can make up cards in your name, they could do whatever they want. For this $950,000, they wanted a $149 check from me, and then I would get a check back for $950,000. Pretty good return. For the $3 million one, they wanted a check for $50, and then I was going to get $3 million. For the lottery, 20 million lira, they wanted nothing. All they wanted was they wanted me to send a letter with the information, giving them permission to check out my credit, so this way they can see if I was worthy of this prize. So you'd think that no one would respond to these things, but obviously people do, because they're sending out all these letters. These companies are around for a long time. They just keep changing the name of the company that the emails are coming from. And you have to be very, very careful, again, not to. This is, again, going back to the website phishing. You have to make sure when you get these, when you get these emails and you see an offer from somebody you'd never really expected to get anything from, it's a scam and not to open it up. Now, of course, I'm on the officially on the suckers list because I've been answering all these and I've been copying them and I've been laughing. They've been pretty funny. But when I'm laughing, I know there's 1 out of 1,000 people out there that's sending in the money and they're getting totally ripped off. So when the deal is too good to be true, remember, they're not to be. Don't open these emails. Totally ignore them. Just don't even read it. Just delete it. This way you don't have a chance to do anything. So, again, unsolicited emails, please don't answer them. And, of course, if anybody asks your name, Social Security number, date of birth, passport, these things are as highly secure and sensitive issues. You don't give anyone this information on the phone, on the Internet. Don't give your friend your Social Security number. Nobody. As for me, I'm going to be taking a long mental vacation with all this money that I was just awarded. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we will hear from our very special guest, Yael Lazar. This is Ed Linzer. You're listening to Give Yourself Credit on WNYH 740, and we'll be back.
Hi, my name is John Ayula, direct mortgage lender from Precision Financial Incorporated, proud sponsor of the Give Yourself Credit Show hosted by Ed Linzer. With gas and oil prices at all-time highs and inflation going up every day with no end in sight, now is the time to save money. I can help. Do you have an adjustable rate? Are you looking to consolidate debt? Perhaps do home improvements or pay off a student loan? I can help. Do you have a high interest rate? Are you looking to save money? Call me now, ask me how, 516-802-6205. While rates are still at all-time lows, now is the time to refinance. Even if you have low credit scores or have been late on your mortgage payments, I can help. You still might qualify for a rate that is under 6%. Call me now, ask me how, 516-802-6205. Precision Financial Incorporated is an FHA government lender licensed by the New York State Banking Department. We have a full staff on hand to make your refinance or purchase a smooth process. We can close your loan quick and easy. Call me now. Ask me how. 516-802-6205. Precision Financial Incorporated for all your mortgage needs.
How much life insurance is enough? It depends. For instance, what is your present scale of living? How big is the mortgage on your home? How much money will you need to educate your children? To help ensure you have enough life insurance and a price you can afford, ask David Rannigan and Mario Osaro to give you some advice. As agents with New York Life, they are trained to help families meet their life insurance needs. David and Mario will be glad to analyze your needs in terms of your budget and then offer some insurance products that may fit your needs. So call agents David Rannigan and Mario Osaro, your New York Life agents. Their telephone number is 631-391-5845. Again, that telephone number, 631-391-5845. New York Life, the company you keep.
Grand Image Business Printing is proud to be a sponsor of Give Yourself Credit with Ed Linzer. Grand Image can provide all your printing needs, including offset and digital, full marketing services, and mailing fulfillment. Call 516-625-1501 today for a different type of printing service. Grand Image services the entire metro New York area. What separates Grand Image from the rest? Full service, including pickup and delivery. Creativity, where our creative team will help you market your business in today's tough business climate. Personalized service. Grand Image Business Printing will save you both time and gas by meeting with you at your location. Versatility. Our clients are both large and small, from mom-and-pop retailers to national corporations. Call today, 516-625-1501, to set up an appointment with a Grand Image representative. Take a proactive marketing approach to today's rough business climate. The number is 516-625-1501.
Do you need help repairing your credit? Have an expert help. Contact Ed Linzer at GiveYourselfCreditOnline.com or call 516-205-0722 and ask for Ed. Do you have incorrect information on your credit report? Are you getting harassing calls from creditors? Do you have liens and judgments that need to be settled? Contact us at GiveYourselfCreditOnline.com or call 516-205-0722. And now back to the show. Give yourself credit. Call Ed right now at 877-272-0740.
Okay, we're back. This is Ed Linzer. The show is Give Yourself Credit. If you have any questions for me at the studio, 877-272-0740. Every week, I bring on a guest that is very informative. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Yael Lazar. She's an attorney, and she specializes in IRS problems. Good morning, Yael.
Good morning, Ed. Thanks
How
for
are you
having
doing?
Me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. I know you had written a book about helping the IRS. We're going to talk about it.
But helping the taxpayer.
I'm sorry, helping the taxpayer. You're right. So it's called Help for Your IRS Problems. It's a very, very informative book. Let me ask you some questions. How do you find right now the economy with the higher gas and food prices, the mortgage mess, loss of jobs, affecting the taxpayers and their responsibility to pay the taxes to the IRS?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Taxpayers have been changing their dependence on their W-4s to be able to take home as much money as possible each month to pay the mortgages to save their homes from foreclosure, to pay mounting gas prices, utilities. Unfortunately, what they don't realize is that they're creating a future IRS problem for themselves. Come tax time next year, they will owe money to the IRS and probably won't be able to pay, and therefore will most likely not file their returns. That creates their first mistake. Owing the IRS is one of the worst things that can happen to you because the IRS has such broad collection power. Imagine waking up one morning and finding out that your bank account was levied. Could you be able to pay your other bills if this happened to you? Most taxpayers couldn't, and it's never too late to address a tax problem. The worst thing that you can do is bury your head in the sand and ignore the problem. It'll just get worse.
Well, in my credit repair practice, I see this very often, the IRS levying account, so that's why you're a great guest to have on this show. What is your typical client situation?
A typical client for me is your average non-filer. They'd be someone who has their tax return prepared by the tax preparer. They see that they owe money for that year, and they don't have the money to pay it. So what they do is they decide not to file. That starts the problem of the snowball effect. Before they know it, they'll owe $10,000, $20,000, even $100,000.
Now, if you don't owe any, you don't have any money to pay, is it better to file your return or not file your return?
If you don't have the money to pay, it's always better to file your taxes for many reasons.
And those reasons are?
Well, first, not filing your taxes is a criminal offense. Not having the money to pay is not. You could go to jail for not filing your taxes, not because you couldn't pay. Second, the late filing fee is much greater than the interest and penalties for not paying what you owe on time. If taxpayers don't file, interest is compounded daily on what you owe. It's calculated by the quarterly federal short-term tax rate plus 3%. The IRS is charging about 8% per year. And in addition, non-filers also pay a 0.5% late payment penalty plus a 4.5% late filing penalty for a combined penalty of 5% for the first month their return is late. So every month they don't file, the penalties double until 5 months when it caps at about 47.5%. To put that into perspective for your listeners, Ed, if you owed $10,000 and didn't file your taxes, after only 5 months, you could owe over $14,500 in taxes plus penalties. Ed, not filing would have been your first mistake. And the third reason to file your taxes is tied to the resolution of your problem. The first criteria to any negotiation with the IRS to settle your back taxes requires you be current on all filings. The IRS will not negotiate with you if you have any unfiled returns.
But the interest and penalty really adds up quickly, seems like.
$10,000 to $14,500,
wow, in 5 months.
Yeah.
If you owe back taxes, what are the possible outcomes?
In reality, there are only about 6 possible outcomes. 1, pay the IRS the total amount you owe. 2, reduce the total amount you owe. 3, discharge some or all of your tax obligations in bankruptcy. 4, negotiate a repayment schedule. 5, have your taxes deemed uncollectible. And 6, keep doing nothing and let the IRS have their way with your income, your family, and your assets.
Let me give out your website. That's www.negotiateyourtaxes.com.
Actually, for taxpayers who have problems, I suggest they go to www.helpirsproblems.com.
So www.helpirsproblems.com. And your office number would be?
516-683-1313.
Okay. If you have any questions for Yael, please give us a call in the office. in the studio here, 877-272-0740. We have a caller that's calling in for Yoel. Jason from Flushing.
Hello, Hi, Jason. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. My question is, if I owed the IRS money, does the IRS tend to sleep less with an offer and compromise when the country is in an economic crisis, or does that not affect their negotiating power?
Actually, they do, and I'm talking about that a little bit later on, but just to give you a quick answer to your question, when the economy is so poor, right now the IRS is, Congress is actually asking the IRS to collect the, to close the tax gap, if you will, the difference between what people actually pay and what they actually owe. And so their job is to collect as many taxes as possible. And depending upon your financial situation, the less you have, the better it is a time to actually negotiate with the IRS to solve that problem, because they will be willing to take less than what you actually owe, depending on your financial situation, what your monthly expenses are. According to them, what's acceptable. They have national standards in terms of mortgage payments, car loans, lease payments of that sort. So it really is a unique situation based on your individual financial situation.
Okay.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's get back. Can the IRS garnish your savings accounts, IRA, 401k, Social Security, disability, all those things?
Yes, they can. The IRS's job, like I said, is to collect taxes. They are the largest collection agency in the U.S. They have a lot of authority and a lot of power to go out and collect taxes. They'll start off by being Mr. Nice Guy, sending out a letter or making a phone call, but then it quickly gets ugly. The notices will get stronger in language. They'll accelerate, becoming wage garnishments, bank levies, tax liens. By retaining our office, we stop the collection process so that you can focus on the problem at hand and how to resolve it.
Our caller, Jason, mentioned an offer, so let's go into that. What exactly is an offer and compromise?
For those of your listeners who don't know, an offer and compromise is a means to resolving your back taxes by paying less than what you owe. You may have seen commercials or advertisements that suggest you could settle your tax debt for pennies on the dollar. Please don't be fooled by them. Only 16% of offers and compromise are actually accepted by the IRS. The offer and compromise is a time-consuming process, and the IRS drags their feet. The IRS, during that time, is analyzing your financial situation. They put a great burden on the taxpayer to provide a laundry list of financial documents to verify income, expenses, assets, debts, and debts on assets. If we persist in providing the documents that they request and they show what we're actually telling the IRS, we'll get the offer and compromise accepted. But like I mentioned to the caller before, to Jason, your mortgage payment every month may not be what the IRS allows in terms of national standards. They really focus on how many dependents you have living in your home, the area that you live in, the home values, and they set national standards. So what you think you can pay them every month in terms of disposable income and repaying your IRS debt may not be what they accept. They may expect your offer and compromise to be higher because their allowable expense for mortgage payments and car leases may be less than what you actually pay every month.
We talk a lot on the show about statute of limitations for bankruptcies and credit card debt. Is there a statute of limitations on the debt, the IRS debt?
Yes, there is, and most people don't know. The IRS has only 10 years to collect the money you owe from them from the time the tax is assessed. However, certain resolutions or requests for hearings may stop the clock ticking on the statute of limitations until your deal is either accepted or rejected or your hearing is final.
Okay, let's say I'm married, my wife doesn't earn an income, and I owe the IRS money. Can they actually levy my wife's savings account simply because I'm a joint filer with her?
Yes, they can. If you file your taxes jointly, you're both equally held liable for the tax debt, and the IRS can collect the money from either of your accounts.
And what if I simply don't have the money?
Every case is unique. For example, if you have no assets and you can show that your expenses are greater than your income each month, the IRS may put you into what they call uncollectible status. The goal, as the taxpayer, would be to remain there long enough to beat the statute of limitations and wipe out the debt, or should your financial condition improve, to set up a repayment plan. But be aware, though, if you are put into uncollectible status, the IRS will continually review your financial situation, so you're not completely off the hook.
What about if I just file bankruptcy? Can I wipe away that debt?
You can only eliminate your tax debt by filing for bankruptcy if you meet the criteria, and there are five. First, the due date of the return, including all extensions, must be at least 3 years old. A late-filed return must have been filed for at least 2 years, and the assessment of the tax must be over 240 days, which is 8 months. The return must not have been deemed fraudulent, and the taxpayer must not have been guilty of a willful intent to default or evade the tax.
I hear people say you should get a transcript from the IRS of the debt you owe. What exactly does a transcript from the IRS mean? What does that mean?
Getting a copy of your transcript basically means getting a copy of your tax records or history of your filings from the IRS. There are several kinds. They'll tell you if an original return was filed or an SFR, assessments made regarding penalties, if a tax lien was filed, if and when a final notice has been filed. It's basically a history of everything that you've filed with the IRS and everything, every action the IRS has taken against you as the taxpayer.
You mentioned if an original return was filed or an SFR. What does SFR stand for?
SFR stands for Substitute for Return. Most taxpayers aren't aware that if you don't file a return for a particular year, the IRS will graciously file one on your behalf using whatever W-2s or 1099s were filed by your employers, without, of course, including any deductions you may be entitled to. Therefore, your tax liability may be greater than what you actually would owe. That's why I stress the importance of always filing your returns. Better you file your returns with all your deductions than to let the IRS file one on your behalf.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want the IRS filing a return for me. They're not looking out for my best interest.
No, not at all. That's for sure.
Call us in the studio if you have any questions, 877-272-0740. And if you'd like to speak with Yael, her office number is 516-683-1313. Website, www.helpirsproblems.com. If I have some taxes and I don't have the money to pay, I'll just file an extension. What do you think of that idea?
You can file the extension and you'll still be considered in compliance with the IRS. However, you've only really created a short-term solution for yourself, Ed. When the extension is up, you must file your return and try to set up a payment plan or other alternative solution.
I think people here, they file extension, they automatically think they're going to send the money in later on, and they're just extending. It's just an extension to file a form.
Correct.
Okay, I have a business that has problems with something called a trust fund recovery. What exactly does that mean?
If you own a business and have employees, you're responsible for payroll taxes. A portion of those taxes represent the federal withholdings from the employees' paychecks. When you don't pay those over to the IRS, they will assess the trust fund recovery penalty. That's definitely something you don't want assessed against you.
Years ago, I had a business partner. I had a business, and he committed a fraud and went to jail. Now, I was the secretary of this company, and I was stuck with paying this trust fund recovery penalty. I still don't understand why I was responsible. I wasn't even a check signer.
This penalty is very serious because if you don't pay them, even though your company is incorporated, the principals of the company are held personally liable for these taxes. You cannot hide behind the corporation. The IRS can go after your personal assets to cover these taxes. Even worse, Ed, these taxes are not dischargeable in bankruptcy. So, furthermore, if unpaid, the IRS will seek to shut down your business on the theory that it's not in the public's best interest to allow a company who doesn't pay its taxes to remain in business. You can try to make an argument to the IRS that you had no authority or control over these taxes and hope they decide not to pursue your personal assets, but there's no guarantee.
All right, let's say I owe the IRS $100,000 and I make $30,000 a year, and I'm going to just mail the IRS $100 a month. I know they're going to cash the check. Maybe they'll just leave me alone.
For sure they'll cash the check, but they definitely will not leave you alone. They'll pursue whatever means they can to collect from you unless you yourself make arrangements with them to repay the amount owed.
Now, I often read and I see myself that wealthy people go to jail, especially during tax season. I'm a nobody. Why would they bother with me?
That's actually a myth. Congress is holding the IRS responsible to close the tax gap, as I previously mentioned, which is the difference, again, in what Americans actually pay in taxes and what they should be paying. Except also when you talk about independent contractors who have businesses that are a lot of cash income that goes unreported, that's also cash that they're trying to recoup. So not only wealthy people go to jail, the government is going after everyone who doesn't file and isn't paying their taxes. And it may take them time, but they'll eventually catch up with you sooner or later.
And why is it better to use your services to resolve my tax problems rather than handling it myself?
You need to understand the way the IRS looks at people who haven't paid their taxes. First, their job is to get your money, not to be your friend. Second, their attitude is that there is never a good reason for you not to pay your taxes, regardless of what circumstances you're under. Third, they'll use every means at their disposal to get the money you owe them. They don't care what happens to you, your family, your business, as a result. And fourth, if you speak with the IRS without the help of an attorney, you're taking the chance that you may say something you may actually regret. However, with a qualified attorney representing you, the IRS will be notified that they'll contact your attorney in regards to your situation and they can no longer speak with you. You can sit back, relax, and know there's someone in your corner who knows exactly the best way to deal with the IRS and who represents your best interest. The IRS will never get the chance to intimidate and harass you. In fact, they may never even get the chance to talk to you. And that's really important because I know a lot of people are embarrassed that they have this tax problem, they're afraid to open their mail, they're terrified of the IRS, and they eventually procrastinate and never deal with the problem. We take the stress out of the IRS problem that you have so that you can relax, and we deal with the IRS so that you can focus on all the other issues and good things in your life and let us deal with the IRS.
Again, we're speaking with Yael Lazar. Her contact number in her office, 516-683-1313. Her website, www.helpirsproblems.com. I know people may not feel comfortable calling into the studio to discuss personal issues, but the number in the studio is 877-272-0740. Yael is located in Garden City, and she will sit down with you and give you a private consultation. You don't have to fear talking to her. She really knows her IRS problems. She knows how to deal with them. She's really great. I definitely recommend her services, and people should call with the problems. To just do nothing about the IRS problems, it's just going to keep multiplying and adding up. As you see, it went up 40% in the example she gave. So it pays to at least start the contact with the IRS to show them that you're just not simply ignoring the letters. You're trying to resolve the matter, which is always a better thing to do. Are there any advantages, Yael, to using your services as an attorney rather than going to a CPA or a tax preparer?
CPAs and tax preparers are highly trained professionals, and they maintain audit, business, and personal accounts. They're not necessarily trained in dealing with IRS problems. Attorneys who represent persons with IRS problems spend their time defending taxpayers against the IRS and arranging for abatements of IRS penalties, negotiation of payment agreement, appeals to previous IRS decisions you may have received, preparation of unfiled returns, and really a complete representation in front of the IRS. Plus, you know, we can negotiate settlements with the IRS that reduce the total amount of your taxes, penalties, and interest for you. Choosing to hire a CPA or tax preparer to deal with the IRS instead of an attorney would be like hiring a wedding planner to give you divorce counseling. While a well-qualified accountant perhaps could have helped you avoid the problems you're experiencing, they can't necessarily help you out of the problems you're in now. Plus, consider these other facts. Your conversations with me are confidential because of attorney-client privilege. However, any conversations you have with a CPA or a tax preparer are not protected. Therefore, if you were called into criminal court on your IRS matter for any reason, your CPA or tax preparer could actually be forced to testify against you. And second, CPAs and tax preparers are not qualified to advise you if bankruptcy is the best option for you, since bankruptcy is actually a legal matter. As we discussed before, you only have the six options mentioned above to rid yourself of tax debt, one of which is bankruptcy. You really should get the advice of an attorney, complete advice when dealing with your tax problem. Why would you settle for anything less than that?
Actually, I did hire a wedding planner to give me divorce counseling. That's why I lost my house there. let's go into, I know you wrote a book, so I want to talk about this book, Help for Your IRS Problems. What exactly are you looking to, what are you trying to show your clients and what are you trying to teach them?
I wrote this book really to educate the taxpayer who has an IRS problem. Really, the different options that you have to resolve problems. If you choose not to hire an attorney, first of all, I think it is a mistake, but if you choose to go it alone, at least the tips in my book will explain the process to you, what the IRS is looking for, how to avoid falling into different pitfalls with the IRS, how not to say things that you will regret later on, and it's really just a useful guide to educate yourself about the IRS and your problem and what your possible solutions may be. Those who actually purchase my book are entitled to a free consultation in my office. They'll get a copy of the book at the consultation if they like, or I can ship it to them before the consultation. I can also ship you our firm brochure that has helpful tips about dealing with your IRS problem. And whether you hire my firm or any others, it basically gives you a guide to choosing the right tax professional for you and for your problem.
I like the chapters. How long will it take to end my IRS problem, find out what the IRS knows about you, what to do if you forgot to file some tax returns? I think these are all very typical questions that people would have, and helping everyone resolve their problems. A lot of your clients, self-employed people?
Some of them are, some of them aren't. It really depends. I have both, and I also have clients who are on the boards of corporations and have serious payroll tax problems. I have contractors, roofers, concrete guys, plumbers, electricians who constantly fall behind with their estimated tax payments just because of the nature of their business. Concrete guys don't really work in the wintertime. The ground's too cold, so they may not be able to make that tax payment, that estimated payment, come January. Seasonal employees, mortgage brokers who their income fluctuates based on every deal that they close, and in today's mortgage crisis, obviously they're having problems making their estimated tax problems. They really deal with all types of individual.
Seems like people that get 1099s are always more apt to not pay their taxes because they're supposed to pay the estimated taxes, like you say, and life gets in the way. They need the money to pay their bills. And
absolutely.
They just simply don't make the payments.
Absolutely.
You have any advice to give our listeners? And by the way, I'd like to give out the number. If you wanted to purchase this book or you'd like to meet Yael, her office number is 516-683-1313. Again, our website is www.helpirsproblems.com. It's a very inexpensive book, I think, for the information. And people owe thousands of dollars to spend a few dollars to get this book. I'm just glancing through it now, and it's really great, very well written, very well done.
Thank you.
Do you have any advice to give our listeners?
I do. First and foremost, always file your taxes. Even if you owe money and you can't pay it, always file your taxes. I can't stress that point enough. If you have a tax problem, there are also three things that you should never tell the IRS. First, never voluntarily give the IRS anything unless they have specifically asked you for the information. This is extremely important. Do not become friendly with an IRS employee because the IRS actually counts on taxpayers who voluntarily give up too much information. If they keep pressing, you need to understand that you have the right to say nothing to them and have an attorney represent you on your behalf. So don't be afraid to stop talking to them or providing information to them at any time. Just politely refuse to answer any more questions and tell them that you've decided to retain an attorney. Second, never tell the IRS something you know is not true. You don't even want to stretch the truth just a little bit. Lying to the IRS is a criminal offense, and you may be charged with perjury. If you think you won't get caught, you're taking a chance with your freedom. And finally, don't answer any question that you don't completely understand. You shouldn't admit to or speak about anything that you don't completely understand. If you're not completely sure about your answer to a question from an IRS employee, you should tell them you don't know or you can't recall. This is really important because the IRS will not forgive any taxes, interest, or penalties assessed against you if they feel that you haven't been completely upfront and honest with them.
Okay, Yael, we have a question from Sam from Brooklyn. Go ahead, Sam, welcome.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. I'd like to ask you, Yael Lazar, I wrote down the number of your practice and your book. Do you have a CPA working on your staff that can structure your tax return and due taxes?
We do have. Thank you for calling, Sam, by the way. We do have a tax preparer in our office that will prepare all of your missing or unfiled.
Is he a CPA?
He's not a CPA. He's a tax preparer.
Do you have an office in New York, with a 212 number?
No, I do not have an office in New York with a 212 number. I do have an 800 number.
Okay, I'd like to have that.
It's 1-888. Correct. 888.
Yeah.
NYIRS help.
NYIRS help.
I believe that
Thank
stands
you very
for,
much.
I believe it actually stands for 694-7743, but double check that.
Okay, thanks for your call, Sam. Well, I really appreciate you coming in. It was very informative. I hope people learned a lot from this, and I hope they use your services, because certainly something that will help people live a better life, getting rid of their tax problem. It'll help everybody sleep better at night. And just having these things on your head and doing nothing about it is the worst thing you can do about any situation you're in.
I agree, absolutely.
Just want to give you a number again. Your office number is 516-683-1313
yes.
for Yael Lazar. www.helpirsproblems.com. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Ed, so much.
I'm going to take a short break. This is Ed Linzer of Give Yourself Credit. We're on WNYH 740, and we'll be back.
Obtaining a mortgage is one of the biggest financial decisions you may ever make. Go with the specialists. Lynx Mortgage Bank, LLC. Are you a first-time homebuyer, need an FHA mortgage, need to refinance, consolidate high-interest credit card debt or lines of credit, or convert an adjustable-rate mortgage into a lower fixed rate? Contact Calvin Miller at 516-334-0200. Lynx Mortgage Bank has an array of products to cater to all your personal needs. Lynx Mortgage Bank. Licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. FHA direct lender, no surprises. Call Calvin Miller, 516-334-0200, where the art of honesty and integrity is not antique.
You work hard to care for your family. Ever stop to wonder who will take care of them when you're gone? You'll be glad to know New York Life Insurance Company has helped families for generations. For many generations, our family of life insurance and financial products have provided for retirement, estate conservation, and other financial needs. Why not introduce our family to yours? Call agents David Rannigan and Mario Osaro, your New York Life agents today at 631-391-5845 to schedule your complimentary consultation. Again, that number is 631-391-5845. New York Life, the company you keep.
Grand Image Business Printing is proud to be a sponsor of Give Yourself Credit with Ed Linzer. Grand Image can provide all your printing needs, including offset and digital, full marketing services, and mailing fulfillment. Call 516-625-1501 today for a different type of printing service. Grand Image services the entire metro New York area. What separates Grand Image from the rest? Full service, including pickup and delivery. Creativity, where our creative team will help you market your business in today's tough business climate. Personalized service. Grand Image Business Printing will save you both time and gas by meeting with you at your location. Versatility. Our clients are both large and small, from mom-and-pop retailers to national corporations. Call today, 516-625-1501, to set up an appointment with a Grand Image representative. Take a proactive marketing approach to today's rough business climate. The number is 516-625-1501.
Would you like to save tens of thousands of dollars on your current mortgage without refinancing? There is a low-cost, simple solution. At the Equity Advance Group, we will automate your mortgage payments on a biweekly basis and pay off your 30-year mortgage loan 8 years earlier. We will also audit your lender to guarantee the early retirement of your mortgage loan. Lenders miscalculate the accelerated mortgage payments. We make sure they won't. On most mortgage loans, we save our clients over $100,000 of interest expense. Call us today at the Equity Advance Group, 516-521-8090. Remember, it's David versus Goliath. You're David, the banking system is Goliath. We're on your side. Don't let the banks take advantage of you. We are the mortgage savings experts. Call us today for your free biweekly amortization printout at 516-521-8090. Learn how a biweekly mortgage program can save you cash.
And now back to the show, Give Yourself Credit, with your host, Ed Linzer.
We're back. This is Ed Linzer. Give Yourself Credit. Number in the studio, 877-272-0740. If you have a personal situation, you'd like to speak with me privately, my number is 516-205-0722, 205-0722. Website is giveyourselfcreditonline.com. I wanted to read an email. This is a good one. Dear Ed, I listen to your show, but believe credit repair is a scam. I'm sure you won't read this on the air. Well, Stanley G. of New Rochelle, I decided I was going to read this one. Maybe that was just a good way to get me to read it on the air. Many credit repair companies do claim that they remove negative credit with the flick of a wrist. They advertise that they make bold assertions that money-back guarantee, bankruptcy, liens, judgments, no problem, 100% guaranteed, credit report, cleared in 30 days. Now, it took you 5-6 years to ruin your credit. Nobody's going to be able to straighten it all out for you in 30 days. Now, some credit repair companies are outright frauds, and others aren't frauds, and they use the dispute process to obtain impressive results. Now, I send letters out for my clients, and the credit bureaus have a 30-day window to respond, and they get so much mail every single day of the week. If they don't respond to one of my letters, they have to delete the item. There's no scam involved. The letters get sent out, and if they don't respond, it comes off the report. If you have a collection, and I call them up and call the company up, make a settlement, it'll show in your report that you settled it. So when you see companies promising that they're going to take care of everything right away, guaranteed, and all these things going to be removed from your report, bankruptcy, tax liens, you know, I would be very, very worried about those companies. Now, there was U.S. District Court Judge Wexler entered in a legal opinion in the federal supplement. He said, since allowing third parties to assist consumers will likely lead to the expedited correction of credit reports, it'll further the purposes of Fair Credit Reporting Acts. Now, a lot of people look at credit repair companies as scams, as you said in your email, but even this federal judge realizes that if there's a third party that's helping a client fix something on their credit report, the credit bureaus are more apt to respond, because I'm sending out a lot of letters for each person. You might send out one or two letters and then just give up. The credit bureaus really don't want to be bothered by everyone's letters coming in, so they just try to stonewall you. They don't respond so quick. But when you hire a company to do the work, and they actually do the work, you can you could be sure that items will get removed. You will get mail back from the company, and things will be done. So like any profession, you're going to have bad contractors, bad accountants, bad lawyers, bad doctors, and good. So I would just look at everything as you really should do your homework, check people out that you use, find out, check websites, call up prior clients and see if they got good or bad services. But I do appreciate the call, and I'm not offended by that email at all. All right, thanks again for writing in, Stanley. I want to thank my guest, Yael Lazar. If you have any problems with the IRS, give her a call at 516-683-1313. That's, again, 516-683-1313. She will definitely help you settle your issues with the IRS. This way you can get to some closure, help you sleep better at night. Give her a call, 683-1313, website helpirsproblems.com. Next week on Give Yourself Credit, we will have Mr. Doug Vero, who will discuss the benefits of reverse mortgages. That's very big right now in the marketplace, reverse mortgages. So if you're a retiree and you're looking to get some cash out of your house, tune in next week, and Mr. Vero will shed some light on the process. I want to thank my listeners for making me part of their Friday. If you'd like to reach me, please call me at 516-205-0722. My website, www.giveyourselfcreditonline.com. I want to thank my engineers here at WNYH 740, Alyssa and James, for all their help. I also want to thank my friends Alan W., Nancy M., and Rick for giving me the opportunity to have a 60-minute talk show about credit repair. Until next week, this is Ed Linzer. Have a great and safe weekend, and remember to always give yourself credit.
You need help repairing your credit? Have an expert help. Contact Ed Linzer at GiveYourselfCreditOnline.com or call 516-205-0722 and ask for Ed. Do you have incorrect information on your credit report? Are you getting harassing calls from creditors? Do you have liens and judgments that need to be settled? Contact us at GiveYourselfCreditOnline.com or call 516-205-0722.